It's Sunday afternoon. You've got attuned to 560 CFOS, so that means it is time for none other than Georgian Bay Roots, your place to hear the music made and played by your neighbors in Gray Bruce, and to catch up on all things summer folk. This show is graciously supported by the fine folks of the Georgian Bay Folk Society, enabled by the fine folks at the Bayshore Broadcasting. This episode today, number 369, is a rebroadcast of a September 20th episode from 2020. Enjoy. My name is Tom Thwaites, and you've got attuned to the only radio spot dedicated to the music made and played in Gray Bruce. And believe me, there's a lot of it. This afternoon, I'm inviting you to take a sonic tour of our area like no other. The nights are getting longer, the wind has an edge of bitterness, and we all know it'll only get colder and darker. What better opportunity to explore the heavier end of the local music spectrum? This is my disclaimer at the beginning of the show. I can promise you, you'll either love it or hate it. I can also promise that there's a good chance you'll know someone who knows someone in some of the bands I'll be playing today. And I can also promise that you'll be dumbfounded to learn of the breadth and depth of this facet of the local scene. I can promise that the next show, let alone any of the shows of the other Georgian Bay Roots hosts, John, Kelly, and Kaylee, will be completely different than what you're about to hear today. So turn it up or turn it off, because you're about to get an hour-long dose of the best get-up-and-go music that's been coming from around here for the last 40-plus years. Let's start with a legend. This is Sons of Ishmael with their songs Small Town Mentality and Break Free on 560 CFOS.
Well, hello there. Welcome to Mayford, yuck, yuck.
Cousin Clem, what's that horrible night?
Bad gum, them punk rockers.
Find the lead singer of that band, Sons of Ishmael, in the halls of Western University, where he works as an English professor. Tim Freeborn founded the band with bass player Kenny Campbell, who, by the way, is head of pediatrics and dean of graduate studies at the University of Cincinnati. Kenny is also still married to his grade 7 sweetheart, who drew the cover for their 1985 Hayseed Hardcore EP that those two songs are taken from. The lead guitar, Andrew Brito, was in grade 10 when that was recorded. Now he lives in Cambridge, where you can pay him to teach you how to shred like that. When I wrote an article and interviewed Sons of Ishmael for Mountain Life magazine in 2016, I tracked down everyone in the band except Dave Nandaram, the drummer who, unlike the rest of them, had already graduated from Georgian Bay Secondary School in Meaford and was more of a Rush and Genesis fan than of punk rock, let alone the unabashed hardcore this band pressed up on their own Death Enema record label. Believe it or not, it only took them 3 months to sell the original run of 800 EPs, after it got solid reviews in Maximum Rock and Roll and was celebrated in the same breath as Canadian punk legends No Means No, Dayglo Abortions, and DOA in Flipside magazine. In 1990, this batch of songs by a bunch of kids from Meaford, one of them the nephew of Meaford's police chief, earned them a spot on Thrasher magazine's top 100 punk records of the 80s. There was even a Sons of Ishmael show in 1987 in Tacoma, Washington, where Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic, who would go on to form Nirvana, opened for them. This is a band that used to rehearse in a basement of a house half a block away from where I live. We'll come back to Glenn Poirier, or Ditch Dog, also known as Sons of Ishmael guitarists, later in the show, when I'll play a track from a band he's in with Sons of Ishmael lead singer's younger brother, Rob. For now, let's think about how such a band could exist in Meaford in 85. Part of it has to do with this next band, who played Georgian Bay Secondary School twice in the early 80s, before any one of the members of Sons of Ishmael were even in high school. This is Teenage Head on 560 CFOS.
Not a skiver, but in a time race good. For one cruel, but they had to have it. Screw their heads up when they use a dope, and they're so messed up, they lost no hope. But you are a rebel too, you're a rebel too, you're a rebel too. Look and see the kids have cut their hair, see the pins and the blades that they like to wear. You hate them and you know I'm more, and you're just like your parents were in 64.
You just heard two legendary Canadian punk bands back-to-back on 560 CFOS. You've got attuned to Georgian Bay roots, and today we're looking into the depths of aggressive music in Grey Bruce. That was Forgotten Rebels with Your Rebel 2, as well as both Teenage Head and Forgotten Rebels being from Hammertown. They both played Georgian Bay Secondary School in Meaford in the early 80s. If that's not an unbelievable enough local connection, the bass player in the Rebels, Pogo Agogo, used to be an Ontario College of Art Design classmate of local artist Dave Robinson, the man responsible for the signage at the Kimberley General Store, the mural update at OSDSS, and the giant statue of Willie in Wyarton. Those two bands are also the only ones on the playlist this afternoon who are not from around here. I'm going to keep things moving with a late great band from Owen Sound. This is Frankie and the Wild Years with Ulysses.
Everywhere but yourself.
That was 2019 Summer Folk Youth Discovery winner Sterling and the Birdwatchers with Evacuation. Check them out on Bandcamp. Before that, you heard Scenic City Punkers' Frankie and the Wild Years with their song Ulysses. Now, we're certainly a long way from folk music, but ask yourself this. Who else but the Krusty Punks inherited the legacy of the hobo minstrels so central to the folk tradition, hopping trains and the rest of it? These days, when the dispossessed, the downtrodden, the disenfranchised, but ultimately the defiant, pick up guitars to write protest songs, it comes out a little bit different, but the result is the same. This is music by the people, for the people. And if that doesn't sound like folk music to you, well, you can hear a bit of that heroism in this Owen Sound hardcore classic. This is Blackjaw with a song called CC.
Hey!
From Collingwood, Ontario, you just heard Discover Sun, or is it pronounced Disco Versun? Helping you, well, they're helping you get in the seasonal mood with a banger called Worth. My name is Tom Thwaites, and you've got it tuned to Georgian Bay Roots. If you've got songs that you want us to hear and play on the radio, email us at georgianbayroots@summerfolk.org. When we play the music made and played in Grey Bruce. This afternoon, I'm taking you on a guided trip into all the heavy tunesmiths in the area. And make no mistake, these folk are indeed tunesmiths. Check out the mad fretwork on this next one by Joru. This is called Assyria. We'll be right back. That was Wiretone Records recording artists Killing Clarence from Owen Sound with their song Tell You When. Before that, you heard an instrumental called Assyria by a project entitled Joru, which is the brainchild of guitarists Kyle Thompson and Robert Leeper, recorded when they were in high school in Owen Sound. Speaking of high school, I'm going to take you back to what high school sounded like for me in the 90s. Growing up in Midland, it seemed everybody and their buddy had a skate punk band, and there was a steady offering of DIY all-ages shows at youth centers and the Native Friendship Center. Unsurprisingly, Meaford and Owen Sound were no different. This one goes out to my four-year-old neighbor, Felix Matamoros, who's looking great on his two-wheeler. I don't need my training wheels now. They're gone. They're gone. Here's Cut Short with B&B.
You just heard a classic Owen Sound skate punk band called Clock Strikes with one called Song in Your Name. Part of that band's demise came about when the band thought all their gear had been stolen. Instead, the bass player had sold it all for quick cash. This next song relates an even worse misadventure. This is Owen Sound's own Discontent with their short and not so sweet Eddie 8 Dynamite.
Eddie 8 Dynamite. Father.
Just an Owen Sound three-piece called Cruel Bloom and their song Violent Aura. If you like what you heard, go tell Russ yourself. He runs Sauerkraut Records next door to the Roxy. Let's stick with that outfit for a minute longer and play something from their extremely prolific, we got 21 albums and counting, guitarist Richard Engelhardt and his project Asht. It's not Halloween yet, but it sure sounds like it. This one's called Smoke Monster.
We'll be right back.
That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ashed. You can find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You'll find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one, and you might also know Will Buston, drummer extraordinaire and waste management lead for Electric Eclectics. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ashed. You can find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You'll find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one, and you might also know Will Buston, drummer extraordinaire and waste management lead for Electric Eclectics. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ashed. Find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You'll find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one. And you might also know Will Buston, drummer extraordinaire and waste management lead for Electric Eclectics. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ash. You can find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You'll find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one, and you might also know Will Buston, drummer extraordinaire and waste management lead for Electric Eclectics. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ashed. Find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You'll find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one, and you might also know Will Buston, drummer extraordinaire and waste management lead for Electric Eclectics. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ashed. You can find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You'll find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one, and you might also know Will Buston, drummer extraordinaire and waste management lead for Electric Eclectics. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ash. You can find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You'll find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one, and you might also know Will Buston, drummer extraordinaire and waste management lead for Electric Eclectics. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ash. You can find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You can find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one, and you might also know Will Buston, drummer extraordinaire and waste management lead for Electric Eclectics. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ash. You can find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You can find them on the Mudtown Records page because it is a project of Mudtown impresario Josh Richardson. You might know Josh from around town. He's working the guitar and the vocals on this one, and you might also know Will Buckman, drummer extraordinaire, and Gay's manager theme for Electric Eclectic. This one is a tune of theirs called Dionysus. That there was Owen Sound's own brand of doomy death metal with Smoke Monster by a project called Ash. You can find them on Bandcamp. Also local to the area is the duo Gay Science. You'll find them on the Mudtown. And with that track called Grand Wizard by Generation Hexed, you just came full circle back around to the guitarist from the first band I played this afternoon, Sons of Ishmael. That, again, was Barry's Generation Hexed with their track from 2016, Grand Wizard, about a neighbor of theirs. That song and that band includes Sons of Ishmael lead singer's younger brother Rob on vocals and bookends 30-plus years of hardcore shredding for Meaford local and Sons of Ishmael guitarist Glenn Ditchdog Poirier. My name is Tom Thwaites. If you've been listening to Georgian Bay Roots, I can assure you that next week's episode and next month's will be completely different than today's. Tune in every Sunday on CFOS at 4, Blues and Roots Radio on Tuesdays and Fridays, anytime on SoundCloud and wherever you get your podcasts. A huge thank you to our sponsors, the Owen Sound Hub, Tamming Law, Georgian Bay Folk Society, and CFOS. I'll leave you this afternoon with a cut from 1978 and a band whose bass player and songwriter now lives in Slabtown. This is Brian Reisner's group, Ariel, giving Dio a run for his money with a cut called Gypsy Face.
Can you tell me about my
Today's episode of Georgian Bay Roots was a rebroadcast from 2020.